Watch this. It's really cool. Call Leonard Hofstadter.
Did you say, call Helen Boxleitner?
No. Call Leonard Hofstadter.
Did you say, call Temple Beth Seder?
No.
Let me try. Call McFlono McFlooneyloo.
Calling Rajesh Kuthrapali.
Oh, it's very impressive. And a little racist.
If we're all through playing Mock the Flawed Technology, can we get on with Halo Night? We were supposed to start at 8. It is now 8:06.
So, we'll start now.
Yes, first we have to decide if those lost 6 minutes will be coming out of game time, bathroom time, or the pizza break.
We just did it 2, 2, and 2.
If we're having anchovies on the pizza, we can't take it out of bathroom time.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Well, hey, Penny, come on in.
Hey, guys.
See a Penny, pick her up, and all the day you'll have good luck.
No, you won't. Can I hide out here for a while?
Sure. What's going on?
Well, there's this girl I know from back in Nebraska, Christy. Anyway, she called me up, and she's like, hey, how's California? And I'm like, awesome, because, you know, it's not Nebraska. And the next thing I know, she's invited herself out here to stay with me.
808.
Anyway, she got here today, and she's just been in my apartment yakety-yakking about every guy she slept with in Omaha, which is basically every guy in Omaha, and washing the sluttiest collection of underwear you have ever seen in my bathroom sink.
Well, is she doing it one thong at a time, or does she throw it all in? Like some sort of erotic bouillabaisse.
He really needs to dial it down.
So if you don't like this Christy, why are you letting her stay?
Well, she was engaged to my cousin while she was sleeping with my brother, so she's kind of family.
Yeah, I apologize for my earlier outburst. Who needs Halo when we can be regaled with the delightfully folksy tale of the Whore of Omaha?
Oh, I don't think she's a whore.
No, yeah, she's definitely a whore. I mean, she has absolutely no standards. This one time she was at... Where's Howard?
Bonjour, mademoiselle. I understand you're new in town.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, I cannot believe Christy let Howard into my apartment.
And I cannot believe people pay for horoscopes, but on a more serious note, it's 8:13 and we're still not playing Halo.
Hey, fine. We'll just play one-on-one until he gets back.
One-on-one? We don't play one-on-one. We play teams, not one-on-one. One-on-one.
Well, the only way we can play teams at this point is if we cut Raj in half.
Oh, sure. Cut the foreigner in half. There's a billion more where he came from.
Hey, and if you guys need a fourth, I'll play.
Great idea.
No. The wheel was a great idea. Relativity was a great idea. This is a notion, and a rather sucky one at that.
Why?
Why? Oh, Penny, Penny, Penny.
Oh, what?
This is a complex battle simulation with a steep learning curve. There are myriad weapons, vehicles, and strategies to master, not to mention an extremely intricate backstory.
Oh, cool! Whose head did I just blow off?
Mine.
Okay, I got this. Lock and load, boys.
The only way we can play teams.
Yes, but whoever's her partner will be hamstrung by her lack of experience, and not to mention the fact that she...
Ah, there goes your head again!
Okay, that sounds not good sportsmanship to shoot somebody who's just respawned. You need to give them a chance. Now, come on! Raj, she's got the corner. Cover me.
Cover this, suckers!
Penny, you are on fire!
Yes, so is Sheldon!
Okay, that's it. I don't know how, but she is cheating. No one can be that attractive and this skilled at a video game.
Wait, Sheldon, come back. You forgot something.
What?
This plasma grenade. Look, it's raining you!
You laugh now. You just wait until you need tech support.
Gosh, he's kind of a sore loser, isn't he?
Well, to be fair, he's also a rather unpleasant winner.
Well, it's been fun.
You know, Penny, we make such a good team. Maybe we could enter a couple of Halo tournaments sometime.
Or we could just have a life.
I guess for you, that's an option.
Good night, Leonard.
Good night.
As usual, nice talking to you, Raj.
What do you suppose she meant by that?
She's an enigma, Raj.
And another thing, there's a certain ethic to the game, Penny. A well-established...
Go on, Sheldon.
Well, she could have said goodbye.
Okay. I have a problem.
It's called carpal tunnel syndrome, and quite frankly, you deserve it.
What's wrong?
Well, Howard and Christy are kind of hooking up in my bedroom.
Are you sure?
Look, I grew up on a farm, okay? From what I heard, they're either having sex or Howard's caught in a milking machine. Do you mind if I stay here tonight?
No, yeah, take the couch.
Or my bed. I just got new pillows, hypoallergenic.
The couch is good.
Hold that thought. Leonard, a moment.
Let me guess, you have a problem with this.
Where do I begin?
It's up to you. Crazy person's choice.
Well, first, we don't have house guests. Frankly, if I could afford the rent, I'd ask you to leave.
Your friendship means a lot to me as well. What else?
Well, our earthquake supplies. We have a two-man, two-day kit.
So?
So, if there is an earthquake and the three of us are trapped here, we could be out of food by tomorrow afternoon.
I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that if we let Penny stay, we might succumb to cannibalism?
No one ever thinks it'll happen until it does.
Penny, if you promise not to chew the flesh off our bones while we sleep, you can stay.
What?
He's engaging in reductio ad absurdum. It's the logical fallacy of extending someone's argument to ridiculous proportions and then criticizing the result, and I do not appreciate it.
I'll get you a blanket and a pillow.
Okay, well, since I'm obviously being ignored here, let's go over the morning schedule. I use the bathroom from 7 to 7:20. Plan your ablutions and bodily functions accordingly.
How am I supposed to plan my bodily functions?
I suggest no liquids after 11 p.m.
Here you go.
Thanks, Leonard.
Wrong.
I'm listening.
Your head goes on the other end.
Why?
It's culturally universal. A bed, even a temporary bed, is always oriented with the headboard away from the door. It serves the ancient imperative of protecting oneself against marauders.
I'll risk it. Anything else I should know?
Yes. If you use my toothbrush, I'll jump out that window. Please don't come to my funeral. Have a good night.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Oh, FYI, his toothbrush is the red one in the plexiglass case under the UV light.
Got it.
Well, sleep tight.
Thanks.
Funny expression, sleep tight. It refers to the early construction of beds which featured a mattress suspended on interlocking ropes, which would occasionally sleep tight.
Every Saturday since we've lived in this apartment, I have awakened at 6:15, poured myself a bowl of cereal, added a quarter cup of 2% milk, sat on this end of this couch, turned on BBC America, and watched Doctor Who.
And he's still sleeping.
Every Saturday since we've lived in this apartment, I have awakened at 6:15, poured myself a bowl of cereal.
I know. You have a TV in your room. Why don't you just have breakfast in bed?
Because I'm neither an invalid nor a woman celebrating Mother's Day.